This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Yeah, baby, here we go. It's Hour 5, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Brian took down the little Nitro gummy bear like it was nothing. It was really unbelievable. And, you know, now we stand in the wake of that and ready to head into a tremendous weekend of sports. Cowboys-Saints Sunday at noon here on The Fan, pregame at 9. Wisconsin-Bama tomorrow. College football here on The Fan at 11. And, of course, tonight you have Jacob DeGrom's return.
I think Will Chambers is on tomorrow for an hour by himself.
Okay.
So I'll tweet out. I think he asked me to come on and talk a little bit. So if you want to, I'll be on there talking, trying to help him out a little
bit.
The
Will Chambers Show featuring Will Chambers. Yeah, but you never know how that little Nitro is going to wake you up in the morning. You might be a late scratch.
I don't. I'm just going to. Just going to keep the right mindset about that thing, Eric.
Yeah, the second you doubt him, he's going to make sure he proves you wrong.
Yeah.
He's got that about him. He's got that FU about him.
That's what makes the great ones great.
Salute to Babe Laufenberger, current G-Bag of the Day champion. He tweeted just a few minutes ago, he's honored to be on the call for Highland Park versus Jesuit with the great Tom Walsh. Nice to finally get to work with a true pro, he wrote and tagged Brad.
Tom Walsh, that would be the I believe that's the Jesuit broadcast there.
Yeah, yes, it will be the Jesuit broadcast.
Tom Walsh,
that's quite a rivalry there as well. Jesuit and Highland Park do not like each other.
Yeah, is this at Ranger Stadium? I wonder. Or Gary Pasquay Field, Pasquay?
I don't think it's at Highlander. I think it probably is at Jesuits Stadium.
Boy, that my old neighborhood will be rocking.
Looks like
I live right over there by there. That was my old neighborhood.
Yeah. Really? Gerald J. Ford Stadium?
Oh, they're playing at SMU.
Wow.
There we go.
All right. Right there it is.
I had a really bad experience calling a high school game there. That was the worst stadium I've ever been to call a high school game. I didn't think I was going to get in. Yeah, it was. They wouldn't let me park anywhere. Yeah. I'm like, I'm here to call the game. They didn't care. I mean, I ended up parking to La Madeline and walking over there. I really can't stand
it. I'll tell you,
SMU.
A stadium I enjoyed was the down in Waco. McLean. I did a couple of playoff games
drive
down there.
Drive by it all the time going to Austin.
And Allen Stadium was good to call a game.
Oh, Allen Stadium's gorgeous. Yeah, that's stunning. And Teddy, I haven't been to McKinney ISD yet, but that also looks beautiful.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to do the new McKinney Stadium. Yeah. I did the old one, too. Right.
Yeah,
Pennington Field where LD Bell and Trinity play was not a bad
nice
one.
Nice stadium. Yeah. Absolutely. Melissa's got a gorgeous new stadium. I mean, I thought C.H. Collins and Denton's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good high school stadiums. What are we talking about?
Clark Stadium in Plano, Kimbrough.
Yeah.
All right. It's time now to get the baseball. No, that's good. I mean, I like it's amazing.
It's a Friday night.
You can be cruising around out in the middle of nowhere and see a great football stadium.
I'll tell you what. It was a blast working with Teddy Emmerich, though.
I bet.
I mean, Teddy Emmerich is such a pro. How about this? One night we were doing a game, and the next night he was doing a game in Penn State. He was like doing the Ohio State Penn State
savage
game. He treated both games. I mean, like you could figure, like, man, I got to worry about this Ohio State Penn State. Yeah, he treated that game like the high school game.
I believe he was doing
that the night before.
He cared.
Crazy about
he
that.
He did. He was. But you're right. I mean, I remember doing a game at Royce City like 6 to 8 years
ago.
Yes.
I think that might be the exact stadium I was thinking about.
Yep. It's there was nothing else going on for Royce City, but that stadium was beautiful.
We head out there a lot because the Sunnyvale School District plays a lot of those, you know, smaller towns out east of DFW. Time now to go around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats.
Thank you very much. We got a lot of baseball content to get to. I do want to remind Tolos that if you want a chance to go check out Cosm in the Colony, Grandscape, it's gorgeous. I got to go this week. It's officially open, 65,000 square feet. And the experience is unlike any other. It's an 87-foot diameter, 8K LED dome. And you can go check out college football. Tomorrow night, they've got Arizona and Kansas State. They've got Texas A&M and Florida. And then the UFC card going to be there as well. But go to odyssey.com/1053thefan/contest. You can enter to go ahead and win a chance to go to Cosm for free and experience that. It's amazing, the shared reality that they've got. They've got special views that you won't be able to see anywhere else. It's basically like your front row at the game. Absolutely incredible spot to go check out. So go to odyssey.com/1053thefan/contest for your chance to win. Let's talk some baseball, shall we? Around the Bases brought to you by Uber Eats. Chris Young, thank God that deal's done. We've been talking about it for a while. He signs a multi-year extension to stay with the Texas Rangers, the reigning world champions. And I was terrified that if it didn't get done, this thing could completely fall apart. I was confident it would. There's no reason not to. But it just would have been that thing where if it did, then yes, ownership 100% is fat and happy with one championship, and they're going super cheap from here on out.
Yeah, you know, and in baseball, the GM is oftentimes more important than the manager. You know, this is a huge position in the game. You have to have an insane acumen for all kinds of different things. And it was not a coincidence that he took over and shortly thereafter you won a World Series. He is a winner. You could not afford to lose this guy.
No. I'd have gone out there and protested, I think. If they didn't sign him, I'd be out there, you know, like picketing and stuff like that. I think that would be a problem, I think.
It would have been, it would have been a big-time issue. And Kamar Rocker, that was super exciting what he did last night. Now we got Jacob deGrom tonight. Should we do another over-under case bet for Jacob deGrom?
I was kind of hoping that Dawson would show up with ribs on Monday if he could. He might.
I'll do it.
I don't want to put any pressure on him, though, but I'm
interested. Put it on my weekend to-do list.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
Me and Wolchuk will be talking about it as we walk across the field at 6 o'clock on at AT&T.
It's so nice to be done at 6. We can go home and watch Sunday Night Football.
We can go watch Sunday Night Football.
I got to get the car detailed. I got to dig up some dead trees in my front yard. I got to watch the Cowboys lose to the Saints and make 3 racks of ribs.
If you just bring a couple, I'll take a couple.
You salvaged it with the 3 racks of ribs, but I wanted to punch you for the thing you said before. Yeah. Hope that does not happen.
I thought we were on the same page here, Wolchuk.
No, we are. You're doing your part.
Come on.
I know exactly what you're doing. You did this last week, worked out beautifully, so I'm happy, actually, that you're doing this. I thank you very much for your service.
Hey, DeGrom over-under for punch-outs tonight. 6.5.
Oh, is it 6.5?
Wow, is that what the line is?
Yes. Now, the under is the favorite, slight favorite, at -120. And the over at -105.
Why, 80 pitches or something? 60 pitches?
I think he's going to have to go over, right? Because after what we saw last night with the way the Mariners just swing and miss at everything.
Exactly. This lineup, that's the thing.
Got to go over on that, right? I thought
to get the scoop on what their vision is for him here.
I thought Rocker
tonight
was going to get a little trouble. I thought he was going to get a little trouble and they were going to pull
him.
Looked
that's like it.
That's what I was betting on.
He pitched his way out of it, though.
That was worth it. That was a loss I was okay taking, you know? Seriously. That was a good loss.
He's going to have 3 starts. I just wanted to be clean in and out. You know, my elbow, my wrist, little shoulder, you know, just get me to freaking October with none of that going on.
Well, CY
But what are we doing? Are we going over?
I'm going over.
I'm going over.
I'm going to go over.
I'm going over.
I'll be optimistic.
Yeah. Why not? The way they swing and miss, sure.
All right, so we're all over. Yeah. Chris Young's now headed to Japan. He's going to scout pitching phenom Roki Sasaki.
Whoa.
Who is going to start Sunday. He's got a 2.02 ERA and 392 and two-thirds innings over 5 professional seasons there in Japan. So this might be who the Rangers are turning their sights on. I mean, we saw this happen, of course, with Yu Darvish. They weren't able to land a Shohei Ohtani, but maybe this guy ends up being one of the next Japanese pitching phenoms.
Spell the last name for me, please.
Sasaki. S-A-S-A-K-I.
AKI. I'm about to get a scouting report on this cat.
So last year we had 25-year-old Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who signed with the Dodgers, $325.5 million as a true free agent. So Sasaki, I think he's got to wait till he's 25. I believe that's the rules there.
How old is he now?
He's under the age of I think he's a year away. I think he's 24 years old. So that's why CY's getting a jump start. Go out there, look at scout him.
Born 2001. So yeah, 23.
23, okay. So we're about a year away. Did you immediately get a response?
He's going to be 24.
I listen to music.
So he's turning 24 soon?
No, I'm sorry. He's turning 23 soon.
Oh, damn it. So we're 2 years away?
Yeah.
Okay, well, either way, we're laying the groundwork here for a couple of years down the line.
And you probably need to clear payroll before you can go after
him. And you're laying the foundation like, hey, we're out here. We're interested. We're your guys.
This is why you love CY, man. Hungry dogs hunt best. And that dude...
he ain't going through this again.
No. He's putting the time in. This is like what the college coaches have to do. They got to holler at you years before it's even time, just to let you know, hey,
like
I got my
freshman
eye on
in high school.
I like you. Yeah, exactly.
Now at his peak, they're saying Paul Skeens territory for this dude.
Whoa!
In terms of pure stuff, but for not Sasaki? In terms of command for Sasaki. Yeah,
just gas.
Yeah. The quote from Fangraphs, Aaron Loggenhagen, is even if there are some initial struggles or he suffers a severe injury early in his MLB career, he requires Sasaki in the majors will probably be one of the nastiest handful of pitchers in the league.
Mm.
So he's a guy that I guess he's already had. He came back from an injury, didn't see any dip in his velocity, and they think this dude's going to be the next phenom. So CY's out there scouting him up for us. Hopefully, this could maybe be a Texas Ranger in a couple of years. This story was crazy. I saw this yesterday.
Love sticks.
Minnesota Twins released minor league catcher Derek Bender after he told opposing hitters the types of pitches that were coming to the plate during at-bats in the game last week that eliminated his team from playoff contention.
It was a South Park Little League situation.
It's
just wanted to go home.
Holy crap. He's like, I don't want to continue playing. Here's what's coming. He was a sixth-round pick out of Coastal Carolina this past July, and he was playing for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, the Twin Single A affiliate, in the second game of the doubleheader.
It was hot and he was tired.
I guess so. He's in the catcher's gear. He says, bleep this. He tells multiple hitters for the Lakeland Flying Tigers, a Detroit farm team, the specific pitches being thrown by starters Ross Dunn, according to sources. Lakeland scores 4 runs in the second inning alone, wins the game 6-0.
I wonder if Ross Dunn was doing something with his gal.
I don't know.
Maybe hey, man, Ross and my gal might have hooked up.
So why would you give him the pitches, though?
Make Ross look bad.
But you're making him look good, aren't you?
No, he's getting rocked.
No, you're talking about the pitcher.
Oh, the pitcher.
Yeah.
Well, he's got some get back on the pitcher here.
Yeah, pitcher dude's done me wrong. Hey, it's going to throw you a slider.
I could see it. I wouldn't. These young guys, they're full of testosterone and jealousy. You know, they do some really regrettable stuff in the world of relationships. But I think teammates had said he just wanted the season to be over.
Yes, that's what I saw as well.
He wanted to go home.
He was just sick of playing minor league baseball.
The catching gear, it gets hot down there in Florida. Yeah, I can understand.
Well, now, he's possibly ruined his damn career. He was a sixth-round pick. He gets cut.
He'll be a great manager.
He doesn't like baseball. This is good for him.
Maybe the Astros will sign him, or the Angels. The Angels love guys that don't like baseball. Shout out to Anthony Rendon for that.
I think a lot of guys, they get out of college and you show up in that minor league system and you're like, I'm not riding this bus for the next 8 years while they keep me stringed along.
Crash Davis.
So they can have the framework for their really talented people to come up here and have games to play in. I'm not the one, dude. I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Time to go, be a salesman with dad or something.
That's unbelievable.
Pharmacist. Yeah.
And that's how you know if you really love the game or not.
Yeah, for the love of the game.
To go about it that way is pretty amazing.
It was a hilarious story. I got the update. I'm like, what the hell did this guy do?
That's crashing out.
That is crashing out, bro. Yeah, but that's just like, I don't know.
Bleep hole of the week?
I don't know.
He's probably bleep hole.
Man, it's going to be a slider.
Would you guys ever want him on your team? Like if the Rangers had a big need for catcher.
No.
I think they did just draft a couple.
They drafted Moore in the first round.
Yeah.
Can't think
totally out on him?
Yeah, I'm out on this dude.
Can't win with him.
Yeah, you don't love the game, get out of here. You're not built to be a Ranger. Rangers have a very specific type of player they're looking for.
In the eyes of a
player,
Ranger.
They want grinders.
Can you guys think of a player that really didn't love the game that was a good player?
There's probably so many that we don't even know.
Is there somebody in your history of sport you're thinking, this guy really didn't love
Jokic.
The game?
Jokic doesn't care.
That's a good call.
But he's amazing.
That's a good call.
You think Jokic wins the championship and all he's worried about is let me get home and go to my horses.
That's a good point. Jokic is like, but he cares about the international team.
Yeah, he cares about country. They all care about the international team. It means a lot to them. It does.
It's so tough to be the best player in a league and be a champion in that league and not care.
But he really doesn't seem like he does.
No, you're right. That's definitely how he portrays it. But like behind the scenes, how hard he works, how much of a competitive spirit he has. And then he gets in front of the cameras and he likes to act like Kyler Murray.
Could Kyler Murray be one?
Yeah, Kyler could definitely.
Like I am so good that I don't have to care kind of guy.
Hmm.
I looked up who were some athletes that didn't like their sport. Andre Agassi was apparently one of them.
Okay.
He's married to Steffi Graf, right?
Joe DiMaggio.
Whoa.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. Didn't like baseball that
much. Jay Cutler.
Just great at it.
Jay Cutler.
Yeah, smoking Jay Cutler.
Larry Sanders, the former basketball player.
Okay.
Jeff Kent, the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, he played a long time.
Teammates with Barry Bonds, had an MVP season and an iconic pushing fight with Barry Bonds in the dugout one day that he lost in epic fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rendon, the one you mentioned earlier, Walchuk, is definitely the poster boy right now.
He is. I mean, he gets the bag after being awesome in Washington.
He's talked about like
and he's been open about like we need to shorten the season, bleep this sport, he doesn't care. Last thing here around the base is MLB is pairing with an apparel company to use helmet ads for the playoffs. So they're going to have advertising on their helmets during the postseason. This is a deal that's going to go through 2027 with Strauss, a German apparel company that entered the U.S. market last year.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Levi? I already thought it was un-American
to do this. So it's going to have, the helmet's going to say Strauss in capital letters.
Mm.
So it's the same for everybody.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yep. There you go. Base time.
Thank you, Woolchuck. Brought to you by Uber Eats. It is a proper round tripper most nights at 6 o'clock here in the nation. Where are we going next, Chief?
Got a little Friday news dump. We got bat news in Woolchuck City, and we just had the most entertaining drive of the year for the Colorado Buffs. That's next year in the nation.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214-817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Fan After Dark coming up at 7 o'clock. It's time now for a Friday news dump. Here's the chief.
Yeah, we are going to get the very first hosting opportunity for Carter Freeman. That's why he was gone here for a while. I had to go prepare his mind, body, and soul for his first hosting opportunity alongside old Fred in there.
Oh, okay.
So Carter he's and Fred. Here. Yeah, it's Carter and Fred tonight. 90 minutes leading you into some degromination where we have the over on punch out 6.5. And we're looking to go 2-for-2 after what Rocker did for us last night.
I would be 1-1.
That's true. Brought us 1-1. But hey, 1-0 on the day with the way you took down Lil Nitro. You S-talked it all day, you backed it up, man. That was impressive.
I think Lil Nitro might have lost some of its pop. Maybe because it sat in the locker sometime. I'm not saying that's a factor, but I'm saying it's a factor maybe.
I'm not saying, but it might be saying it.
Well, if it sat for a long time,
I thought it would make it even more potent.
Usually that's the way
that's
it works.
That's my guess.
But I don't even feel the effects of it right now. I really don't.
I didn't even get to see you throw it in because it was so quick that I can't wait to go back and look at it and just see how, because it was it felt like it was just chomp, boom, it's over.
And then I took it.
There. Wow.
Yeah.
And no pain at all now?
None.
No, nothing lingering,
none.
Back of the tongue, whatever? None. All good?
All good.
Walchuk took down a pickled pig foot today.
I might do that next week if I lose.
By Big John.
By all means.
So you looked at that pig foot today and thought I could do that.
I looked at that as a possibility because to me, if I thought it was all meat, and if the most of it's just bone,
yeah,
that's maybe 7 to 10 bites.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not terrible.
So I Googled, does hot sauce get weaker with age? And it said no.
Okay.
Yeah. Might lose, the flavor could change a little bit.
It was wrapped up pretty tight.
Oh, yeah. It was stored properly.
Yeah. Pretty tight.
That thing is crazy, man. I can't believe the way you took that thing down. Okay. Got a big time bat news for Walchuk's hometown. But before we get there, I do want to play you this sound here in the Friday news dump. This is some football sound. DeSean Jackson and Gerald McCoy were teammates of Jameis Winston when he did the infamous eating the W pregame speech. This is them talking about it, the backstory, and there's even one more layer to it that we didn't realize. Take it away, D-Jax.
Oh, you was there? You was there for that?
Yeah, I'm the meme. Just looking at it, I'm like,
me and Jack. Man, what the? I was like, dog, what is you doing? And I remember Cam Bray said,
tight end.
Yeah, he said, come on, Gerald, that's our quarterback. I said, man, shut up. I don't care about that. What you talking about? Why is he doing that? Which is the crazy part is, Quan was supposed to give the speech. Jameis pushed him out the way. I got it, Quan. Hold on. He did that.
What was going through your mind?
I was like, bro, what is he on?
What was going through your mind?
Bro, the thing is, this is where we at. I'm glad I'm not playing no more because we can just tell how it is.
We just talk.
We got in the locker room. It got worse.
It did.
Oh, it got worse.
Yeah, it did.
Before we ran on the field, he was like, hey, this is one of them games. Sometimes you guys just pull it out, show them whose is bigger. Right before we ran on the field.
Yo, hold up.
I'm not lying. Am I lying?
I'm crying.
Am I lying?
Yo. No, you ain't
so
lying.
That whole day, people, all y'all know is to eat the W. Y'all don't know that whole day. We had no shot to win that day.
It was not as well received by the teammates as it was the internet because we all loved it and we literally ate it up. But his teammates did not like it. And I just love the confidence of Jameis. There was a scheduled pregame speech guy, Quan. And of course, Jameis is like, no, I got this, boys. Watch.
Eat a W.
Watch me make history today. And then they went and got their asses kicked. The drive of the year so far for the Colorado Buffaloes is a hit and run
that ended with
a pickup truck.
This is crazy.
On the field of Folsom Field.
Talk about crashing out.
You ain't kidding, dude. If you see a large police presence.
Quan Alexander,
linebacker.
Yeah.
If you see a large police presence near Folsom Field, it's because we have been coordinating with Boulder Police to arrest a hit-and-run driver who fled the scene of a crash at Foothills Parkway in Arapahoe and entered the stadium. Mm. in custody and everything like that. But the photos are pretty legendary. This dude is shirtless. He's got what looks to be a newer Toyota Tundra with a bunch of stuff in his tailgate, and the tailgate's open, and there's just tire marks all over the field, and he's out of his car shirtless with his hands up. Like a touchdown, basically. He's doing the touchdown sign.
It's a grass field, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a grass field. Yeah. It definitely is. So, now, I think they're on the road, right, at Colorado State.
They're at Colorado State tomorrow, yeah.
That works out for
them. They got a game in, like, 8 days.
I just don't understand how you're able to drive a car. I guess maybe some gates were open.
Yeah.
He rammed a gate.
He
rammed it and punched the chain.
Yeah, he rammed the entry gate to get into Folsom Field, eventually getting out of the truck and surrendering to police. But before that, he hit a couple of trees and a sign, and then at least two hit and run.
You're looking at least 0.15.
Gotta be, dude. And this was like in broad. This is like the morning.
Jeez.
This is mountain time, right?
All-nighter.
This is, I mean, yeah, that's a good call.
That's a bender.
That's a good call. Okay, so Wolchuk. Plano officials say a bat found in the city has tested positive for rabies.
Oh, no.
So,
which city? Our city?
Plano.
Oh, Plano, yeah.
The bat was found on Throwbridge Lane.
Okay, not near me.
Sent off for testing. Not known to have contact with any humans or animals, but you obviously got to be careful. All of a sudden, that little kitty that runs around the neighborhood gets bit by the cat. You don't know the cat or by the bat.
Meow.
Do they test all bats that they find?
Yeah, I think so, because
for corks.
I don't believe I don't know what our bat population's like around these parts, to be honest with you. I'd be freaked out to see a bat.
So
that's like
at night, if you're
bats are amazing.
Listen, fam, I'm telling you guys, if you park in this garage right here,
yeah, you'll see them
at night. You can see them in this garage. You just have to look up. It'll look like a little mud spot, but if you look closer, then you'll see like, oh, it's a flying rat.
Oh,
yeah, they're in here, right at this garage, right here.
Oh my gosh,
that I don't like that. Man, I guess they're
They're
a mind their business kind of species.
They sleep during the day too.
Yeah, we thought the same thing of the dumb otter.
Yeah, choking out raccoons and stuff, jumping ladies.
Next thing you know, we got a bat.
I can see
you can't trust these
story
things.
About the
biting
otter
somebody
had the raccoon in
he was
headlock.
Choking them out. He was like, "Nah, bro, I'm gonna need that today. I'm gonna need all of this today, bro."
How about some heartwarming, just good old fashioned, awesome news of the week to give you here in the dump
from you?
Texas Roadhouse adds its famous original honey cinnamon butter.
More biscuits.
To North Texas Walmarts.
There you go.
And you can buy the rolls, too.
And the rolls.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
That honey cinnamon.
It's unbelievable.
Whipped buttery
magical.
Spread. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's about time. All these places. Did Whataburger set the standard with getting their ketchups in there, or was it your Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A
that you
and Whataburger definitely both.
I think Whataburger was
there.
First
Whataburger
in,
might have
right?
been first.
Yeah, who beat who first. To the punch there?
I tell you what, you can go down
the condiment stuff.
The condiment aisle now is impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of all the things you can grab.
It's loaded up with everything you need.
In a good way.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a real good way.
We have a couple of other, what do you think about Pringles unveiling a couple of new
flavors?
Ooh. Three new. Tell me which one sounds good to you.
So I was just at the store looking at Pringles, and I remembered as a kid, they seemed magical.
Yeah.
They're different. They're in this tube. They got a different flavor to them. But I kind of looked at them and just passed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It's been a while since I voluntarily just like purchased Pringles. But again, they haven't evolved to like the push pop style to where, you know, we can the chips should be coming to my hand. My hand shouldn't be coming to the chips, if that makes
sense. Yeah, it's annoying. You got to just dunk it into your
mouth. You
get
too many. You got to slide them down and then they start getting broken.
Yeah.
Have you ever not cut your hand trying to get some out?
Yeah, well, you just get stuck in there, man.
I've cut my hand a couple of times. I'm like, I guess you could just dump them, but
or you kind of drinking them or whatever. Yeah. I've definitely done that move, especially towards the end.
Yeah, that's usually the go-to. Yeah.
So they got the everything bagel Pringle is now out and about. We have the chili cheese fries Pringle, and then you also have the harvest blends with sweet potato. So that's sort of like a fall. Sweet potato, whatever, pumpkin spice.
I've always felt like the standard Pringles the best. You know,
really, just the original
red.
Yep. Wow. What do you
sour
guys,
cream and onion?
I was gonna say sour cream and onion for the Pringles.
The cheddar ones, the little cheddar ones go hard.
Yes, they do.
Cheddar are good. The barbecue's pretty solid, and the pizza flavored.
When they do the pizza, it does like it. They kind of nail that flavor.
I'm just getting a bag of Lay's. plain, original, whatever you're
gonna
you hate on.
Yeah, but we're just in the living in a Pringle world right now. Not, so you can't just come in here with the Lays like that.
I just feel like to me, just give me the regular yellow bag of Lays.
Ultimately, I'm in agreement with you, but Lays didn't do anything special this week.
You
with
put Lays with any sandwich, it makes the sandwich even better.
Put some hot sauce on them joints.
Darn right.
Okay, speaking of hot sauce, we're getting some love that Taco Bell might have been first with the sauces in the aisles.
Oh, it's a good taco sauce.
Yeah, Taco Bell did put their hot sauces in the
kind
in
of
the
felt like I mean, were we talking about. Okay, I guess that's. I guess
yeah,
that's
okay. It's not as great, but solid sauces.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's been going to Taco Bell for their sauces, but when you're at the grocery store looking for a good taco sauce, not necessarily a salsa. You see that Taco Bell, and you know, out of I'm all your other options, I've often gone there.
You want to doll up your ground beef, get some of that powder, like the Taco Bell has that seasoning in those little packs.
Yeah, that's good stuff right
those
there.
Those packs, that makes it a lot better.
Like Old El Paso.
Old El Paso.
Yeah.
Slap your mama.
Baby, baby.
I tell you, what did I made meatloaf for you guys one time, but I used the Taco Bell seasoning to it.
Really?
I thought, yeah.
That was freaking amazing.
Give it a little kick.
That was I like the La Victoria myself.
Ooh.
What is that?
That brand?
Have not La Victoria.
Taco sauces? If I saw it,
I can bring it up.
What does it look like?
It's like, you know, it's got like a yellow top here. Yeah, oh, here we go. Yeah, you're going to see it right here. La Victoria right there, that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That one's money. That's the best taco sauce in the game right there, boys.
What
that
is it?
La Victoria right there.
Really? Yeah. I have not seen that, dude.
Never had it.
All right, La Victoria.
I will when I arrive in a new neighborhood, I'm like, okay,
wait,
which one
Lucius
of these stores?
Yeah, Lucius.
Help Lucius.
I had to put on my glasses again, bro. La Victoria.
Yeah, the red taco sauce.
All right.
So you're doing the part-time?
Yeah, I'm part-timing, bro. My ego won't let me do it, dog. Yeah.
Where are the
just
tacos?
Raw dog in life.
Where's tacos on the relation of, like, is that one of those things you could probably eat every day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's so many different ways you can have them.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it's like, not various ones, but just like.
Like a ground beef taco.
Ground beef taco every day.
Breakfast. Yeah. Chicken.
Every day.
Yeah. Like the homemade Old El Paso taco that you make in the oven?
Yes.
I can eat that every day for a year.
All right. Yeah. I'm with you, guys.
Don't feel too bad, Lucius. I'm getting to a point where sometimes my eyes get tired and I can't see my phone. I got to be just like, oh, I'll try it again in the morning.
I'm too lazy. I don't want to do it. Yeah, when I first started wearing the glasses, really all through middle school and high school, and then I got to college and I was like, forget this, dude. I'm just going to wear them now. It's just so much better. It's so much better to be able to see. But yeah, that's a huge dub, right, Lucius? That's this week.
Yeah.
You got frames for the first time.
And I've already had to like push them up around my nose area.
Yeah.
I've already had to push them up. I still make that I can't see face while I have them on. Like, let me see. I can't see. Okay.
I got to go to this doctor you guys went for the LASIK. I'm tired of pushing up my glasses. I do
Brooks
this podcast.
Eye Associates.
I'm sure people are like, stop pushing your glasses up, bro. That's all I do the whole show.
I'll
push
be honest
up my glasses
with you.
Like that. God, I hate it.
It became like when
I get a smaller face, I need to do one or the other.
When I first got the LASIK, it was like a couple of weeks before I stopped just naturally at times, just like doing the push thing.
Yeah.
Like I was pushing up glasses on my face.
So
I was just so used to doing it. I've been wearing glasses for so long.
It's like Dave Hillman rubbing his eyebrows. Have you ever seen Hellman will sit and just like just rub his eyebrows like in the middle of like I used to like freak out.
That's his move.
That's his move. He'll be talking and all of a sudden he'll just start rubbing his eyebrows.
I still think, man, with you wearing the frames, the good eyebrows as a bet payoff there, losing an eyebrow or two, whatever. Next time you lose, Broadus. Look at him though. Look at the frames that he's got. You would never even know. Like, push him up though, bro. You'd never know if he didn't have eyebrows right now.
But the thing about it is, that's like a 3-month grow back. Maybe is that what you
give or take? Yeah. You know,
it's probably different for everybody.
I think I'd look ridiculous. One or both.
Well, you could do one for a while, but then if it was bad, you could do them both, and nobody would ever notice.
Yeah. Mike Bassett walks around like that all the time.
Yep. No eyebrows.
We should call it the Bassett.
Up there.
We should call it the Bassett.
It's like Mr. Clean on that bottle.
Yeah.
They got an earring. Yeah. Hey, look, that's Bassett.
Yeah.
Never go full Bassett.
You don't know what's going on with Mike. You surprised what's going on, bro?
All right, there it is. That's the dump, boys. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. The Fan After Dark, you have Fred and Carter. That's going to be your pairing here. Is this fan of history? Is this Carter?
Yeah,
coming
I think
out
so.
Of the podcast.
Just college football for an hour and a half.
He's
today?
Had some segments here and there. I know our BetQL show. He would do Carter's Corner. He jumps on with K&C. We've had him on a couple of times, but I think this is his first voyage.
Yeah,
we're chatting with the Fan After Dark crew. It's coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation. Time to hand off the broadcast baton to the Fan After Dark. Fred and Carter, tonight's configuration for the first time ever.
What's up, guys?
Good evening to you. How you doing, Fred?
Man, I'm good. We're just, you know, Carter, we haven't worked together, so, you know, it's... Who's available on a Friday from 8 to 9:30 and or 7 to 8:30 and boom, Carter, you know, answered the bell.
Maiden Voyage hosting.
Great. Yeah, it's a historic night here on the Fan, Carter, so congratulations on that. How you feeling on it?
Feeling good, you know. Yeah. I've had two summers working with these bozos on BetQL, so, you know, they've trained me pretty well.
We should actually relive, Lucius, that tease from Carter on that show.
In the last month of BetQL, I had to not only end a segment, I didn't have to end it, but I did, but I had to bring a segment back at one point because Eric was in the bathroom and Wolchuk didn't have his headphones in. I'm like, all right. It's time.
Well, that sounds very much like Brian Kelly at LSU blaming everybody for himself.
Slow starts.
Carter wanted to do it. I mean, I'm sitting there. Usually he can tell me, like, hey, we're coming back, so I'll be good to go. He didn't. And then you just went ahead and brought it in. I appreciated you for it.
The TikToks you were watching were more important than. And it was Carter's Corner, too, wasn't it?
It was your segment.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
You might as well bring it in your segment.
Whatever the F it's called.
That's exactly what
whatever
they thought.
Whatever the F it's called.
Was it?
No, that was Crowley's segment.
That
not
was,
mine.
Yeah.
Is OU going to struggle with Tulane this weekend?
I hope not. But after watching them against Houston last week, it's really hard to... I need to see the offense be really good because even in their first game against Tulane or against Temple, a really, really bad team, the offense was fine, but it was very vanilla. And so they need to show me more exotic looks. Like, the receivers right now are hurt for OU. Their top three didn't play last week. One of them will come back this week, hopefully, but the guys that are running out there aren't getting open against... you know, lesser corners. So that to me is the most concerning part. And the offensive line is really banged up right now too.
Who do you guys open the SEC play with?
Tennessee, game I will be at. That's in Norman a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
How long has it been since the program was this toothless?
2 years. 2022. We went 6-7.
Yes, but this is the same era of that.
Era, it was John Blake in the 90s before Bob Stoops got there.
Why are you going at Ranger Blake like that? Come on, man.
Yeah.
He's a legend.
I'll tell you I'll tell you what, though. You go to their indoor facility. They've got some banners in that place.
They do.
Some banners. There's a lot of...
The boomers remember.
Been a lot of winning at that place. A lot of winning.
I mean, a lot of programs have. You know, USC.
They had a little small bad run. But, man, I mean, not like Nebraska. Nebraska's had a long bad run.
They're back.
OU's bad runs were the 90s and, like, the 60s. But other than that, I mean, they are a perennially good team. Like, to me as a fan, like, 10 wins is the standard. If they don't win 10 wins, it's a disappointing season.
Yeah, you don't want to play in the Alamo Bowl every year, though. That's one of those things, right?
Yeah, you know, we actually hadn't played in that game until the last couple of years.
Oh, I was just saying, for my sake at LSU, I have a feeling we're going to be like 16th in the country and right outside the playoff thing.
Or like the Music City Bowl like that.
Exactly, where the field is mismatched. You know, it's got like the Titans end zone with some other bad sponsorship, you know, and it's pouring just down rain.
The Outback Bowl at Raymond James.
Oh, God. At what point would you... second guess the decision to go to the SEC?
If we go on like a Texas-like run where we couldn't even... they didn't win in the Big 12, you know? Yeah.
Well, they did last year.
Yeah, for the first time in 14 years. Yeah.
Sayonara, Big 12.
That was
tough. That's my concern, is that OU becomes Texas A&M.
And see, I don't...
Right? Like, that's the feeling I get, though. That's the area, territory they're going to creep into.
I don't think that just because, like...
You never want to creep over there, dude.
You don't. OU is the program of that state. Like, they have the Thunder, and Oklahoma State's there too, but like, that's the pride and joy of that state.
Yeah.
They're about as like recession proof as possible. And when they went 6-7 2022, what did they do the very next year? They went 10-3. They won 10 games.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're going to put all their efforts into keeping it and making it a good program in the SEC. And OU's won everywhere they've gone. So me as a fan, I'm not concerned.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, you're just going to come dominate women's softball. I know that.
Well,
that's
a standard.
That thing.
Yeah. That's just a given. Only four titles in a row.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, that's really what matters.
It is. It's fun when it
matters for me, man. I want all the sports.
Give them hell.
SEC
give them hell. Oh, you sucks.
Whoa.
Go back to Denton. Go back to UNT.
Ah, baby, we're about to get a big win at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Going to Lubbock and kicking that Red Raider ass.
I was going
to
pick UNT.
Let's go, Chandler Morris.
This is going to be an embarrassment for y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, it could be a big Sunday or really night for us. I'll be getting trolled by my family big time.
Chandler Morris was an OU quarterback for a while, and I'm not not sad he's not on our roster anymore. But it is crazy that this is his
third school.
This is his first year at UNT, but two at OU and two at TCU, I believe.
This feels like the charm, though.
It's kind of like he feels like he's 28 years old.
He's not. He's not. Just taking shots at our guy like that, Brian. Just worry about your school, okay?
Oh, I know. You're
plenty enough there to keep you busy right
you're
now.
You're absolutely right.
He's got game day this week.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
Well, gentlemen, some to you, Dawson, for tonight's show.
We're talking conspiracy theories, and I'll tell you why. 28 years ago today, Tupac died, and for the longest time, I was convinced he was still alive.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So what conspiracy theory? What can say? Hey, I did a persuasive speech in college. Got an A on it. All right. Hey, by the way, Chuck D was a Tupac Still Alive truther for the longest time as well. So what conspiracy theory have y'all held on to for entirely too long?
Wow.
Stoked.
The day after 9/11, you're going to do this?
That's what I said.
2 days.
Derek Holland and the moon landing.
The moon landing is
fun.
He
will argue with you, and he'll be nice about it, but he will argue.
It was pretty convincing, some of the stuff.
And then you walk away, and he's still coming after you with, okay, you didn't think about
this? I had some fun playing along with it.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
He's dug in.
He was way dug in, like Bobby and you know what?
Trey.
He was right about that.
Yeah.
Conspiracy talk is good, though.
Well, you know, like I said, it's only because, I mean, you know, it's Tupac, so.
Yeah. And have you given up on the Tupac one?
I have. No, I've, like I said, it
took 20 years, but he finally gave up on it.
It took me a minute, but I went ahead and finally gave up on it. So when we had no more new music, that's when I decided enough was enough.
It did come out. It came for a while.
He dropped another couple 200 songs after he died. Wow. So.
He was in, and
one of his verses was "Living the Vida Loca," which again,
Ricky Martin
wasn't going on in 1996. So there were things that were happening, and AI wasn't big yet. Yeah. Don't get me started on this, guys. Really, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole again, but I'm just saying there's a lot of pelts on the wall when you start looking at it.
So I just Googled conspiracy theories because I have one that I'm saving for 7:40.
Is it the Shannon Sharp stuff from yesterday?
It's some of the most just the generic ones at top. Number four, the Earth has been sucked into a black hole. That's a conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
People are thinking that?
A lot of stuff in this black hole.
Number five, Disney created Frozen as a distraction.
For what?
To what?
War?
I don't know.
Well, here it comes. The fan after dark.
That's what you get when I'm on air.
30. 9:10 first pitch tonight with DeGrom on the hill. Cannot wait to be back next week. Of course, Wisconsin and Bama on the fan tomorrow at 11 a.m. 9 a.m. on Sunday, you will have Cowboys a pregame show with a 12 o'clock kickoff. Saints in town. For Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup, Woolchuck and Chia follow and brought us. Of course, Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Until Monday at 2, you're going home with the nation. At ease.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.